Oh, I feel fat. I'm having a fat day. Oh, I hate my job. It's terrible. I'm broke. I haven't got any money. I've gone bankrupt. I'm financially insecure. I've got terrible people in my life. They all treat me badly. They gossip about me. They criticize me. They pull me down. They say nasty things about me on social media. I wish I didn't have all these terrible people in my life. Whoa, I'm sure you've heard some or all of those from some people or all of them from one person, or just in general, the world seems to be quite good at complaining and whining. My life's not the way I'd like it to be. So here's a great solution. Offer somebody some cheese with that wine. Obviously, that's not the solution. What do we do if life isn't going very well? How do we handle it? And I'm just going to run through those again. And it's interesting because do you get accused for being the ultimate optimist, the ultimate positive person, the person that's always looking for a positive, optimistic solution? Would that be a good reputation to have? So when people share negative things with you, do you have a strategy, a plan, an option for turning all the negatives into a positive? So for example, if you are or somebody is complaining about being overweight or needing to lose weight, I always get excited about that. I go, isn't it awesome that we live in a country where we've got plenty of food? Every meal we've ever eaten, we were there and we could choose to eat it or not. Every shopping center has a supermarket or a shop where we can buy food or go to a restaurant or go to a cafe, and there's always plenty of food, so we get to choose to eat. Isn't that awesome? Isn't it great to be fat? It means that I've just had all these yummy meals and really enjoyed them. And isn't it awesome that if I am overweight or fat or chubby or whatever we call it, that we have the option, we have the choice to lose weight? If we were capable of putting weight on, is it possible that we are capable of getting it off? Yay! Can we turn being overweight into a positive? People whinge about the weather. It's cold. Well, you know, cold weather is really good for your metabolism. Your body produces epinephrine, adrenaline, when it's cold, which means your movement chemistry is on fire. So your metabolism goes up and it's easier to exercise. Did you know that when you're cold, you can think more clearly? Did you know when you're cold that you can wear really nice winter clothes? Turn it into a positive. What about it's too hot? Imagine living in a place where it's hot all the time. You know, there's thousands, if not millions or billions of people in the world who are freezing and would love to live in a warm temperature. So every time I ever hear myself say, oh, it's hot, I always think, well, there's people somewhere in the world right now that would love to be here in this lovely warm temperature. Oh, there's cars on the road. There's so much traffic. Well, I always turn that into a positive. Imagine if you went out onto the road and there was no cars, particularly if it's a busy city and there's usually a stack of cars. First of all, is traffic a negative word? Usually. If you're sitting in the traffic, doesn't that mean you are part of the traffic? So rather than whinging about the cars on the road, why not be excited about it? Could you take full advantage of some quiet time in the car to study, learn a language, listen to a funny audio, learn some stuff, sing a song? And more importantly, if there's lots of cars on the road, doesn't that mean that the economy is doing well? There's people moving about, businesses happening, people are traveling to school, they're traveling to their job, they're traveling to travel, and the world is becoming more productive because there's more people about. If we go outside and there's no cars on the road, wouldn't we be thinking, oh my God, what's happened? Maybe there's been a nuclear explosion and everybody's hiding. So cars on the road, which we have no control over, could we possibly enjoy them? What about being broke? Many times in my life I have been broke and it's been the toughest and best times of my life. I've had to become creative, inventive. I've had to create recipes from very inexpensive food. I've had to think differently. I've had to get myself out of the hole. And the beautiful thing, particularly if you've made money and you lose it, so you go bankrupt, the beautiful thing is that you've now learned how not to go bankrupt, learn from your mistakes and don't do it again, so be thankful for it. And I was told a long time ago that even if you are a billionaire and you go broke, there's no real challenge there, because if you're a billionaire, it means you've got the skills and the capability of becoming wealthy, so you can do it all over again. A lot of people think about getting money, but ultimately it's the experience and the education and the learning that comes with becoming wealthy. That's that great quote. It's not about becoming a millionaire, it's what it makes of you to become a millionaire. So even if you go broke, isn't it awesome that we live in countries where usually the government will look after you? If you live in any of the Western world countries, there's a big difference between being broke and having no money in a Western world country than in a third world country. And it's interesting because a lot of people who survive on government handouts still have money to smoke and drink and buy a big television and eat takeaway food. And isn't that awesome? So the worst case scenario, and that's always an interesting thing that's been suggested if you want to be able to handle tough situations, is always ask yourself, what is the worst case scenario? What if it's raining? What if it's hot? What if I'm overweight? What if I've got no money? What if I've got terrible people in my life? And there's a good one. I'm always really thankful for those folks. A lot of people get angry about negative, nasty, gossiping, criticizing people. I love it because to me it means they've revealed themselves. What if I thought somebody was really nice and I was just ticking along thinking, wow, they're a really nice person. And then I find out, oh my God, they're not really. Well, isn't that what tough situations show us? They reveal a person to us. We reveal ourselves to other people. If we think we're a nice person, but a challenge comes along, we start treating people badly or rudely, doesn't that reveal who we are? And somebody else might be saying, thank goodness I've learned what a horrible person she really is. So if somebody's nasty to you or treats you badly, rather than being stressed or angry about it, could we be thankful for it? Could we say, that's awesome, now I know? And interestingly, take note. It's easy to be nice when everything's going great, but I love to watch people when they're under pressure, when they're under stress, when things don't go their way. How do they treat people in a breakup situation? How do they treat people who can't do anything for them? How do they treat people if they're angry or hungry or tired or their life's not going very well? I like to find out about people. How about you? What a great way to find out about yourself rather than being angry about the weather or the financial situation or the job or the people. What a great opportunity to work out for yourself, how personally and professionally developed am I? I always ask that when people share with me, you know, times are terrible, this worldwide pandemic, global financial crisis, there's been a drought, there's been a flood, there's been a bushfire, there's been an earthquake, isn't it terrible? But have you noticed that there are people who in every single one of those situations become stronger, tougher, wiser, even happier? They help everybody else get out of that tough situation. Don't you love it when there's something really horrible's happened in the world and it's not the horrible thing that I love? I love watching how people react or respond to that horrible situation. And it's always beautiful because there's always people that respond beautifully. They pull together, they help their community, they help the people who haven't got or can't handle or who are totally stressed, and they just make the world a better place because something bad has happened. And how would we find out who can handle tough times and who can't if there was no tough times? Great question. The other interesting one is when people share with me, I hate my job, I hate my business, I hate my career, I wish I could do something else. Well, isn't it great that we live in a country where you can? So when somebody tells me they hate their job, I always ask, well, when are you going to quit? What do you want to do? If you could do the most exciting thing in the world, what if you were waking up tomorrow morning and you were doing your most favorite dream career or job or business, what would it be? Now, what do we have to do to make that happen? And it's easy for me to say this because this is what I do. I help people have a career that they love and not a job that they don't. But as soon as somebody shares with me what it is that they want to do, the next part's easy. The process to doing anything is now fundamentally easy because so many people have done it. There are so many simple steps to take to have a successful business, a successful career, to be really good at anything that you do. The only time it's tough is if the person doesn't know what they want to do. And then people will share that with me. Oh, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what my passion is. Well, here's a great answer. Go do everything. Is it possible that if you don't know what you're passionate about, you don't know what your dream career or business is, if you go and do everything, is it likely, more likely that you'll find out what you don't like to do, so you never do that, and more likely that you find out what you love because you're doing lots of things to find out? Is it possible there's a lot of people that sit on the couch or sit in a lousy, stinking, rotten job wishing that they could have a career or business that they love, but they never quit the thing that they hate because they're too scared? And imagine looking back over your life knowing that you wanted to be a rock star, a movie star, a doctor, a lawyer, whatever you're excited about, but you never did it because you I don't know why. and I know that's easy for me because I've always done the career that I love. I always knew from 13 years of age that I was going to be, my role in life was to inspire people to be healthy, fit and strong, and I've never done anything else. Now, I get that I'm very privileged for that and I'm thankful for it every day that I found that out early. But I've also met people who found out at 50, 60, 70 that they didn't want to do their lousy, stinking, rotten job anymore. And now they're doing what they're passionate about. And my favorite story for that is a guy I met at Singapore Airport many years ago. I was running around the airport on a stopover. I think it was 6 or 7 hours. And I always go for a run, of course. And I saw a more mature guy playing a computer game sitting in Singapore Airport. But he wasn't just playing a game. He was like passionately involved. His body was rocking around and he was making noises and his face was animated and he was just having this fantastic time. Now, when I see people like that, I want to talk to them. So if I stopped my run, sat down next to him and said, "Sir, what's going on?" He said, "Go away, I'm playing my game." I said, "All right, I'll get you next time round." So I did another lap around the airport, which if you've ever been to Singapore Airport, it's quite a lap. Came back, he's still playing his game. He said, "No, I'm still playing my game." So off I went again. The next time I said, "Sir, you have to share with me. You're obviously not 21 anymore and you're loving what you're doing. Tell me what's going on." And he said, "I'm playing my game." I said, "Yes, what is it?" And he said, "No, it's my game." He said, I've been a computer programmer all of my life. I've just retired at 65. As I was leaving my office, I asked myself, what do I love about being a computer programmer? And I absolutely hated it. I spent all of my career doing a job that I hated. The only thing that I loved about my job was that in the breaks, coffee break, tea break, lunch break, I would play computer games. He said, "So I've created my own computer game. I've just come to China to sell my game. I have, and they've just employed me to be the consultant on my game. And it's the best game ever, and I love it." He was 65. Now, that's a beautiful story because he finally found and was going to do what he was passionate about. Obviously, there's a sad part to that story. Imagine spending 30, 40, 50 years of your life doing something you absolutely hate and having to wait that long to find out that you didn't want to do that. A lot of people, I think, well, I'll ask the question, are there people who don't like their job? They know they don't like their job. They don't want to be doing their job, but they don't go and follow their dream, follow their passion. They're either too scared or somebody's told them that they can't. So if there's an opportunity to turn a negative into a positive, are you the person that does that? If somebody says to you it's cold, are you the person that says, "Wow, isn't it great for your metabolism?" If it's raining, there's free water coming out of the sky. If there's traffic, no, there's cars on the road and that's what cars are for. I've got an injury. Isn't that awesome? How would we know how tough and strong we are if we never got injured? How would we know how much we appreciated our arm or our leg or our shoulder or our knee if it never got injured? And if you're, I'm not a fan of being injured, but of course, when you exercise, there's a chance that you might get injured. And I'm always thankful for it. If I trip over and skin my knee or hurt my shoulder or hurt my ankle, I'm always really thankful for it because it makes me really appreciate how much I love being healthy, fit and strong. It makes me think more creatively about how I can stay fit and strong even though I've got an injury. And it certainly sets the example for people who say they can't exercise when they've got an injury. I like to be the person that proves that wrong. Obviously, the human body wastes away if we don't move it. So what are you going to do? And you might not care, and that's cool too. But my question is, if you are a parent, a teacher, a coach, an exercise professional, do we have a responsibility to turn negatives into positives for people? If you are surrounded by people who are negative, could you be the person that turns everything into a positive? I will warn you, there is a risk for that. People won't like you. There's a lot of people who love you for that because you're the person that can turn every negative into a positive. But really, negative people hate it. Does it seem that there are some people that just love negativity and drama and they hate it when somebody comes along who's positive and happy and points out the optimistic opportunity rather than the terrible situation? And that's probably the big one. Is it possible that the world is always going to throw terrible things at us? Now, whether they're personal things like a horrible job or a broken relationship or an illness or a disease or some kind of financial situation, obviously there's personal things that happen. But what about the big things in the world? What about worldwide medical pandemic, global financial crisis, bushfires, droughts, floods, earthquakes, hurricanes, the things that can be very stressful to a lot of people. How do we turn those into a positive? And the interesting thing there that I've always been taught, and I like to be the living example of this, is it possible that we have no control over those? I can't stop an earthquake. I can't stop a hurricane. I can't stop a bushfire, a flood, a drought, a global financial crisis, or a worldwide medical pandemic. But can I choose how I respond or react to those? And would it be important for me as a leader, as an exercise professional, as a teacher, to be the person that can be positive in a negative situation? There seems to be a lot of people that get really negative over lots of little things. What if we choose to be really positive, even if things are terrible, the little things that go wrong in life? But more importantly, if there's really horrible, big, bad things going on, could we still be the person that is positive? And this is about as negative as it gets. We're all going to die, all of us. No one yet has found a way to live forever. So could it be a better question, how am I going to live? Why would I waste 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day being negative when I have an opportunity to be positive? Should I be, could I be, do I have the responsibility to be the person that is happy, positive, optimistic, a solution finder? Could I be the person that turns everything into a positive? And my last question there is, of course, reputation. If people were asked about you, and I'm not asking I'm asking me, if people were to ask that Rowie girl, can she handle a tough time? Can she handle tough situations? What if she gets sick? What if she's broke? What if she's injured? What if she's hungry? What if she's tired? How does she treat people who can't do anything for her? And what kind of person is she under pressure? And I don't care what other people think. I want to ask myself those questions. Rowie, who are you under pressure? Do you handle it or do you fall down? Do you handle pressure and find a solution or do you whinge, moan and complain? And I don't care what other people think. I want my reputation to be a tough, strong, positive, optimistic woman who can handle any situation. So whether it's I've missed the plane or I've broken a heel on my shoe or I've got a flat tire, I've run out of petrol or I've locked myself out of the house or I've stepped into dog poo or I've got a horrible injury or I've got some kind of allergic reaction, I'm just picking stuff that just life will throw at us, has thrown at me. And I always watch interestingly how people react or respond to those situations. And if I see somebody else reacting, I always ask myself, Rowie, if you were in that situation, how would you respond rather than react? And if I ever feel myself getting stressed or, you know, that feeling where your heart rate starts going up and your mouth goes dry and you start feeling like life is not exactly the way you'd like it to be, big breath, big smile on my face. If I'm anywhere that I can, and I can't think of a place where you can't, I'll either sprint on the spot or I'll do jump squats or push-ups or dips or something to increase my heart rate. Because obviously when we stress, our body produces epinephrine and adrenaline because we need to either fight the challenge or we need to run away from the challenge. I can't afford to freeze, and that's what the body will do if we don't run away or fight. And I'm really excited about that feeling now. When I feel stress coming on, I get excited about it because I go, here you are, bring it on, I'm going to show you that I'm a tough, strong, positive woman under pressure. And how would I know that if I was never under pressure? Last but not least, the beautiful rock called a diamond. It's expensive. It's one of the hardest, toughest substances in the world. It was produced under pressure. So every time I'm under pressure and I feel stress coming on, I want to be a diamond, not a crumbly old rock. And I always use that example. If you pick up a lump of clay and throw it, it just falls apart and breaks up into little pieces and it's never coming together again. I don't want to be that. I want to be a diamond. How about you? The toughest, strongest, most powerful substance on the planet. And it was produced under pressure. So bring on the pressure so we can be a diamond. How does that sound? Ha ha.